BBC News at 5 o'clock. This is James Kelly. Independent financial experts say the government's welfare savings will leave 13 million families worse off. A major child abuse inquiry has opened with a warning that no one will be allowed to obstruct it, and why some co-op customers were charged twice for their groceries. Independent experts have cast doubts on the government's claim that the budget will lead to a fairer system for people in work. The Institute for Fiscal Studies believes that millions of low earners will be worse off. Downing Street has rejected suggestions from the IFS that the budget is regressive. Here's our political correspondent, Ian Watson.
The Institute for Fiscal Studies is respected for its independent assessment of budget measures, and today the IFS calculated that the government's four-year freeze in working age benefits would mean that 13 million families would lose an average of £260 annually. Changes to tax credits could cost 3 million families an average of £1,000 a year. The Shadow Chancellor, Chris Leslie, said the working families of Britain on low incomes would be paying the price for the Chancellor's cuts. But George Osborne told the BBC that the budget marked a new settlement where employees would get bigger paychecks, but the benefit system would be less generous.
And Rebecca will be talking to the IFS in about half an hour. The head of the largest ever public inquiry into the sexual abuse of children in England and Wales has vowed to travel from the corridors of power in Westminster to children's homes to uncover the truth. Launching the investigation, Lowell Goddard, a judge from New Zealand, said it would examine claims stretching back decades. Justice Goddard promised that no one would have immunity from prosecution and said she would put difficult questions to prominent figures.
The task ahead of us is daunting. The sexual abuse of children over successive generations has left permanent scars, not only on the victims themselves, but on society as a whole.
An independent investigation is underway into why a dead man and his seriously injured girlfriend were left for 3 days in a car near Stirling, even though police were told there'd been an accident. The crash happened on Sunday morning, but the body of the driver, 28-year-old John Ewell, and his passenger, 25-year-old Lamara Bell, weren't found until yesterday. The co-op says hundreds of thousands of customers may have been charged twice on Tuesday because of an error involving credit and debit cards. The store has promised to pay people back. Here's Angus Crawford.
The co-op says a processing error was behind the mistake. Hundreds of thousands of customers who use stores or petrol stations on Tuesday may have been charged twice. All those affected are expected to have the money credited directly back to their accounts within the next 24 hours. The firm has also promised to reimburse people who've incurred bank charges or overdraft fees. Not everyone shopping on Tuesday will have been affected, but those who think they might have lost money are being advised to check their statements.
Millions of people are continuing to face disruption because of a 24-hour strike on the London Underground. The entire network has been shut down. Rail workers on First Great Western are staging a 48-hour walkout, causing severe disruption to services to and from Wales and the West Country. The BBC and ITV have secured a deal to broadcast Six Nations rugby from next year. Satellite broadcasters are thought to have been keen to acquire the rights, but the contract will keep the tournament on free-to-air television for another 6 years. And Matt will have the latest on the tennis and the cricket a bit later. Photographs of the royal family have been released to mark the christening of Princess Charlotte. The official images were taken after the ceremony in Sandringham on Sunday. Here's Peter Hunt.
These images, according to Mario Testino, who took them, capture a family that is the soul of this country. In the past, the famous photographer's subjects have included Diana, Princess of Wales, Kate Moss and Lady Gaga. Now he can add the Queen to that list. One picture has the immediate family, including the monarch with her handbag by her feet, the Middletons, Princess Charlotte and, as things stand, three future kings, Charles, William and George. The other released images are of the Cambridges. In one, Kate is holding Charlotte. In another, which is black and white, the toddler George is grinning at the camera with plenty of teeth on display and in his father's arms.
A fancy dress shop in Berkshire, which hires out Star Wars costumes, has lost a battle to keep the name of its website. Disney, which now owns the rights to the movie, successfully argued the store couldn't use starwars.co.uk, even though the shop has held this website address for more than a decade. In the city, the 100 index closed up 91 at 6,582. And the weather dry for most of the UK this evening, with temperatures remaining in the 20s. A few showers in Scotland and Northern Ireland tonight, with lows of 10 Celsius in Edinburgh, 11 in Belfast and 13 in Cardiff. BBC News at 5 minutes past five.
All right, thank you, James. BBC Radio 2. And a nice Peter Hunt voice piece, I thought.
Mail, Simon Mayo.
Anyway, thank you, Steve.
Drive time's on and we're on our way home.
Right, well, Thursday's done. What do we make of that in three? Tortoise sitting starts...